let me introduce our guest. We've got a great opportunity to talk to somebody that is making people move, making them move both in their attitudes as well as in their physical life. And that is because he is Chris Dobroselski. He is the owner of Monumental Results, the author of Going the Distance, and a spokesperson for the American Council on Exercise. Now, you can learn all about Chris at monumentalresults.com and learn about the American Council of Exercise at acefitness.org. And so it's going to be a great conversation, and we're going to learn about how we get people motivated. And, Chris, I understand that you understand that change can be difficult, change isn't instantaneous, and that we really have to take small steps, small consistent change over a significant period of time leads to monumental results, correct?
Indeed. Yeah, correct. I pulled that phrase from some geological principles. As a student 20-something years ago at San Diego State University, sitting in a college geology class and noticing how processes affect things over time, mountains, oceans, beach sand, and the above. And I've been coaching longer than I realized that particular slogan, but that slogan right out of the gate proved to be the way that people made meaningful long-term changes in their life, not getting distracted by grand goals and big steps, but instead identifying where they want to be and taking intelligent steps to move in the direction of their dreams and their goals.
Well, I love that. And also the confidence that comes from knowing this will have an effect. You know, one of the things that makes us nervous or, you know, resistive is this actually going to work? Well, you got to see on a geologic scale, patients in 1,000 years, that drop of water will cut a groove. And so there's that huge perspective thing. So as you scaled it back to, okay, in your 80 years of life, some small changes will have a dramatic effect over time. So I love that perspective you're bringing.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. And it came out of the reality that as I met with people so many years ago, people that had desires to lose a significant amount of weight, young men that wanted to play in the NFL, business folks that wanted to take their business to the next level, they were often frozen because the task was so daunting. And what I found worked and came out of some of my training in psychology was this idea of proximal steps, right? Half the distance to the goal line. A quarter of the distance to the goal
right.
line, connect the dots, and get some momentum.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I often present is one of our jobs in any business to a certain extent is two things. Eliminate the unknown and show a path forward. But if you don't show a path forward, then it's all stays theory. So you're helping people see the path forward. But more importantly, it seems, at least in this part of the conversation, the patience to have the confidence that results will come even if they're not immediate.
It is patience. It's very much patience. Again, people have such a desire to see those changes in their life, whatever that might be. And yet, just like investing, right? Again, the theme mm-hmm. continues. If you don't have a plan and take the first step with a real sense for the next step and let that germinate, mm-hmm. you'll get ahead of yourself. And that's what I really do in my coaching business is help people have a vision for the future and have their feet firmly in the ground here with a sense of enthusiasm and encouragement and a good plan, of course. Yeah.
Okay. So in this first segment, you know, our theme is kind of about patience. So for the 20,000, 30,000 coaches listening in, how can they instill that patience in their client? And I'm imagining part of it is creating a confidence that things will work out in the end.
That's exactly right. The coach has to have a plan and something tangible for their prospective clients or their clients to identify and connect with. So, you know, let's get people to get firmly rooted in what it is that they want to do. And then by demonstrating success in the past and the success path, you know, showing them the next four or five steps, having those conversations, and whether it's in person or electronically, which I do with a lot of my people on the East Coast, taking them through the steps. There's a visualization piece. It's both visualization and an affect piece, getting people to internally connect to their goal and see how this next step, not the one, three or four down the line, is going to affect them, but truly feel how the next step and see how the next step, right, multiple things, translates into getting to my goal. So it can't be arbitrary. There has to be that cut, visceral kind of experience for people to bring their clients along.
Yeah, I'm seeing just so much in life, the macro and the micro, and you've got to deal with both. So make them aware. Well, first off, you create a plan, right? If you're going to be coaching people, hopefully you know what you're doing. So create the plan, have confidence you have a plan, and then let them understand, hey, I've got a plan. This has worked. Here's the confidence. Here's a little bit of the big picture, but let's just focus on step one for now. Am I hearing what you're saying?
Plan, process, and patience.
I love it.
All three are very important. You certainly, first of all, you absolutely need the expertise. So if we have people listening in that feel like they're not quite up to speed, I encourage them to pursue their path as a coach, but do the training. Do the legwork to be that expert. That's really important.
Right.
The plan that you present to your clients, of course, it has to be grounded in science and success strategies. So that's particularly important. But your process is important too. People, again, whether they're dealing with you electronically, Skype, in person, my clients that come to Monumental Results in Mission Hills, they have to know that it's real clear. You know, the process is real clear in terms of how we're going to approach this task of finding success in a particular area of life. And then again, lastly, back to the patients. Both the coach and the clients, they need to understand that these good steps are in place, these systems are in place, and give them time to do that work and to have a compounding effect.
Right. Give it a little bit of time and space. Now, I'm going to throw in something that, you know, I'm not sure the angle or anything, and so I appreciate your insights, focusing on those first small steps. Now, one thing that we've all learned, just as an analogy, you're going to deal with a bunch of crap in life. Things are going to be tough sometimes, and the best thing you can do is just put your head down and slog forward one foot at a time. Don't look off in the distance, oh my God, I've got a million miles of blizzard to go through or whatever. Head down, one foot at a time. So that's kind of the small steps, but usually we only apply that in negative situations. I've got no choice but to put my head down and plod on. Are there times when we're not forced to, that actually is a good strategy, and just, again, shut down everything else and, you know, in football, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. You know, I'm on my one, or 3 feet in a cloud of dust. I'm on the 1 yard line. So how could we apply that attitude and action when we're not forced into it, I guess is my question.
Well, and I think that's a very good question, because for so many people, the small steps process has saved their lives and changes their lives in ways that are absolutely necessary. I think of my friend Bill Walton. I think of his comeback from back surgery about 5 years ago. Bill and I spent a lot of time together when he was going through that phase, and the best he could do was to get to the YMCA in San Diego, the Mission Valley YMCA, and go in the therapeutic pool and walk in the main pool, a long way from one of the best basketball players in history. The same potency is in effect with people that are not injured, not in pain or dealing with loss or change, but that are trying to transform their lives. And again, it's that idea of kind of compound interest and that compounding effect. If you have the plan and you really work those steps, you develop a confidence. And if there's one thing I can tell the coaches that are tuning in, and some of my friends and fans that are listening in that aren't in the coaching business, it's developing confidence in the steps that you're taking that changes your demeanor, it changes your smile, and it changes the things that go on in your life. So digging in to those little steps, even if you're not coming out of a deficit, builds that confidence and that momentum that starts to become, you know, you use the football analogy, like a football player slogging away knowing that they're going to get 2 or 3 yards each time.
Yeah, well, you know what just popped into my mind? This is the 10,000 hours. For this situation, you need 10,000 hours of small victories that will give you the confidence to then do whatever you desire. And so great information we've been getting from Chris Dobroselsky. He can be found more at monumentalresults.com, where he's the founder. And Chris, you've done a great job of helping us understand how we can make those first steps into changing our lives and being better. In the next segments, we're going to learn more about the process. Here on The Coaching Show, powered by WSRadio.com, we are the worldwide leader in Internet talk.